Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mecco and Shine here, filling in for the Greg Hill Show on a Labor Day Monday. Happy Labor Day to all of you. Thank you for listening today on your radio. If you're at work or driving in, or even you're listening on the Odyssey app at home, just, you know, nice and cozy with a cup of coffee, listening to Mego and Shime. It's a great way to start your week off. Mego, we've talked a ton of football. I want to continue with a little bit more football because it is opening week. We get football action, legitimate NFL action, Thursday, Friday, Sunday this week. I personally cannot wait. I'm excited for the New England Patriots to face the Vegas Raiders at home on Sunday. And one player who happens to be currently on the Vegas Raiders but seems a little disgruntled, former New England Patriot Jacoby Myers, may or may not be available for trade. Two questions, a little two-parter for you. A, should the Patriots be inquiring and trying to trade for Jacoby Myers? And B, will they actually inquire and trade for Jacoby Myers?
So I think that they should 1,000% kick the tires on Jacoby Myers. Didn't intend to rhyme like Dr. Seuss there. But yeah, they should be picking up the phone and asking if they're seriously going to go down a road of maybe trading him. The thing is, I don't think the Raiders are going to. I think this is so clearly a negotiation tactic.
The Terry McLaurin play.
Yeah, it happens that Jacoby asks for the trade right after Terry McLaurin gets his contract after holding out and asking for a trade because he wanted to get paid as the 1,000-plus yard receiver every season that he is. Jacoby just had his first 1,000-plus yard receiving season. Like, I think Myers should get a bigger contract than he has with the Raiders now.
Definitely.
I think he's certainly earned it, especially playing with the likes of, like, Aiden O'Connell and getting those numbers.
Exactly.
1,000%, and I would love to have him back in New England. I didn't want him to walk away from New England and in the first place. That was one of the last and worst decisions that Bill Belichick made. Letting him walk in free agency and trying to replace him with Juju Smith-Schuster no sense. Juju Smith-Schuster was so broken down. Like, it was a terrible mistake. They could remedy it this way. In terms of draft capital, I'd be like, yeah, give up a third, maybe something else attached to that. That would make sense.
I feel like you don't even have to give up that much.
You don't think so?
I mean, DK Metcalf went for a two.
Yeah.
It's maybe just a third or just a fourth, and you should be able to get Jacoby
and
Myers.
And it's just like
if they're actually going
to
trade
to
him.
To me, it's the easiest fit in the world. Look, I know that you have a lot of guys who play inside the numbers. You have a lot of guys who are comfortable
McDaniels
in that
fit.
Slot, but he knows McDaniels. They work well together with or without Bill. It totally makes sense to me.
Yeah, he may know the McDaniels offense better than any other active player in the NFL, I would say. Like, I would venture to wager that he's probably the most familiar with it, having been here in New England with it and then in Vegas with it. And so I think if you're talking about a fit that's cheaper than your stud receivers out there, this is the guy. Like, he should get a pay raise for sure, but he's not getting $30 million. He's only had 1,000-yard season. Other than that, he is an 800-yard guy thereabouts, right? Like, he's had 729, 866, 804, 807.
Still better than anybody that you had last year.
100%. I totally agree, and he would probably be one of your better options this year, especially if you're going to play that dink-and-dunk offense, slowly progress our way down the field. He's perfect for that. He's a possession receiver. He is what you hoped Jalen Polk would be. That's not the case, so just bring him back. Kind of would remedy the situation. I just, A, don't believe the Patriots will pay for it. I don't know why. They're like, people seem to be so attached to draft capital. I don't get it. Makes no sense to me.
What don't you get?
One pick does not make or break a draft
okay,
in a year.
Okay, a third rounder I'm fine with. Like, once you get to...
Yeah, but even
fourth,
people
fifth,
don't
sixth,
want to trade that. I don't get it.
Well, who doesn't want to?
Many texters have said, I don't want to trade picks for players. The Patriots aren't in a position to pay picks for players and then pay that player $25-plus million.
It's different to me if it's a first-round pick. First-round pick, even if say you're really good this year somehow and you're picking later in the first round, because of where you have gotten this roster by having such lousy drafts over the last several years and it not improving and going back to the 2022 draft, we're in 2025 now. You should be looking at your 22 draft and saying that's the foundation of our team. Like, at least a couple of those guys. And all you have is Marcus Jones, who's a slot corner / Swiss Army knife who can return punts. Like, I love Marcus Jones, but that shouldn't be the one player that you're heralding from that draft class. So I agree that you shouldn't be trading first round picks unless it's somebody who solves an area, a premium position of need, a tackle or receiver. But
like, receiver is a premium position of need, and they've still not shown the desire to trade picks for players.
Yeah. I mean, so the second part of your original question, would they trade for Jakobi Meyers? I don't think so.
I doubt it. Unless they barely have to give up anything, and then he doesn't actually want all that much more money. Like, I just don't expect them to
want... I don't think
it's
about the money. Maybe I'm naive.
Oh, that's exactly what it is.
I don't think it's about the cash right now. I do think a lot of it has to do with the draft
capital. Oh, you're
talking
about for the Patriots. Okay. Yeah, maybe.
No, it's obviously about the money for Jakobi.
Yeah, and so... But, like, I think it was obviously about the money when it came to DK Metcalf.
That of going where the most money
yeah,
would
be. I think there was a very specific reason in which the Patriots wanted it to be very well known that they were willing to offer Chris Godwin a ton of money because they wanted to make it appear as though they were willing to spend money when in actuality they aren't willing to spend that much money.
I don't know about the second part. Like, they did spend money in free agency. It wasn't like last year. Like, they did go out and spend real guaranteed money on guys.
Not on offensive players.
Well, who was available that they didn't get that you wanted?
Again, I mean, yeah, you claim to try and offer something to Chris Godwin. He stayed in Tampa, and you're right. Ronnie Stanley stayed in Baltimore, but like, you could have gone out and gotten Dan Sweeney at left tackle. Like, there were other guys out there.
I just don't think that offensive players reach free agency in the same way that they did even like 6 or 7 years ago, because a lot of them re-sign.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of them do, but that's also why it's so important that you trade for them. And so when guys actually become available, like DK Metcalf and George Pickens, like, you have to do them. Like, you have to be willing to make those deals, and I don't think that they are. And that's what's frustrating the most.
Yeah, I guess the question is how often, like, I don't think that you can plan on building your roster through trading for that talent. You have to plan through the draft.
Yeah,
and that's why you can't be giving up that draft capital when you're so early in your plan. And I don't want to hear it's like, oh, guess what? It's actually year one of the rebuild. No, it's not. You got the quarterback last year.
It should be like year three.
You had the wrong coach last year. You've been rebuilding since Brady left the building. You took one step forward in 2021 and you take four steps back, and that's where you are. But it's all been a rebuild, okay? The rebuild has not been successful. You can say that year to year it hasn't been a successful rebuild, but I don't want to hear anymore, oh, guys, guess what? Nope, new coach. It's a new rebuild. It's not a new rebuild. You've been rebuilding. You just haven't been doing it well.
But I just, I know you say it's the way in which you are going to make this roster better is through draft picks, but like, I'm not even convinced that the 2025 draft class is all that good outside of Travion Henderson.
That's very rude.
They've barely played. But
they haven't been in a game yet, and you're already saying the draft class sucks?
No. But initial eye test, Will Campbell is a very big a question mark for me. The only reason Jared Wilson even had a starting job is because Cole Strange freaking sucks. And then he lost the starting job, it seems, to a guy who played center last season and was undrafted.
Okay, well, Jared Wilson was also a center.
I understand, but I'm just saying, lost the job.
You're just asking a bunch of centers to play guard.
Craig Woodson's probably going to start
at
safety.
That's not their fault.
Craig Woodson's probably going to start at safety. Braden Swinson got cut. I don't know if we'll see Joshua Farmer. Andres Borregales seems like a
Farmer
bag job.
Had a nice camp.
Okay. Borregales will be a kicker. I bet he'll suck because you can't draft a kicker to save your life.
Well, you shouldn't be drafting kickers, I think is what we learned.
Yeah, you're forced to have Marcus Bryant be your backup right tackle behind Morgan Moses because every other tackle you
now,
had on this team was terrible.
Nice depth piece.
Maybe. Yeah, we'll see. I don't know anything about Julian Ashby, but he's a long snapper. He doesn't make that big of an impact. And Kyle Williams. I like Kyle Williams a lot, but I don't know when he's going to be able to crack the field because Josh McDaniels only wants to run two receivers at a time because he's too busy with his fullbacks and tight ends that I don't think Kyle Williams is going to be able to get on the field in front of Matt Collins, Stephon Diggs, and Pop Douglas.
He's got his hands full of tight ends.
Yeah, basically. And so I just look at the draft class and I'm like, well, how good is the 2025
you
draft class after seeing the crappy
draft class
before that?
Before week one, Shime.
I'm just saying, quick eye test, Mego.
You're not going to win by sitting here and say drafts don't matter when the roster... Everything that
drafts
sucks about the
much.
Roster comes from sucking
nope,
through the draft.
I'm not saying that drafts don't matter. I'm saying drafts do matter very much. That's how good teams become good really fast. Like the Lions became really good really fast because they hit on like two back-to-back drafts. However, the Patriots have missed on what? 4-5 straight drafts, it feels like, for the most part, when you're talking about the totality of
20?
The draft class. Yeah, they suck at drafting. It is pathetic. And so the only way in which to make your roster better when you're drafting poorly is to sign a bunch of free agents. They still have $60 million in cap
space.
But Sean,
that's not what you're arguing. You're arguing about trading draft picks.
But you should do
players.
That too. Like you need to find, if you can't find players in the draft, which they have not shown a propensity to be able to do, you have to go and acquire talent in other ways, whether it's through trades or free agency. You have to do both. Like, you have to. You have no other choice. Otherwise, you're going to continue to suck.
Yeah. Well, if you listen to Elliot Wolff, he said that you have to have a willing trade partner, which is interesting because it's exactly the situation that the Red Sox ran into at the trade deadline.
And yeah, we know about the Red Sox.
Takes two to tango, everybody.
Interest kings. Interest kings. How many trades did the Patriots make this offseason? None?
Yeah. That feels right.
Like, for a roster
very bad,
you should be making, even if you had, like, mid-level trades, you need to be at least making moves. And they're not. They're not doing anything. It's just kind of like, yeah, we're just going to draft and be good drafting, and yet Elliot Wolff sucks. He's so bad at his job. I don't get it.
Well, again, this goes back to who do you think was in charge of this year's draft?
I don't know. Some picks scream Mike Vrabel. Some picks scream Elliot Wolff.
Which, what? Oh, Braden Swinson, because he was cut. It's an Elliot. It's an Elliot Wolff pick.
No, Will Campbell feels like an Elliot Wolff pick.
I don't know.
But
Vrabel
it also
went down
been
and visited
pick,
him. I think Vrabel has to own this draft.
The only pick.
We all sat here during the offseason and said, Vrabel's running the show. Vrabel's writing the ship.
Every beat writer says that. I get it. And Elliot Wolff will probably end up being the fall
guy.
You
didn't say that it didn't feel like a Mike Vrabel production through the draft and free agency?
No, it definitely did. I would hope that he'd be smarter than this. The only pick that screams Mike Vrabel to me is Travion Henderson because he went to
You're
Ohio
just
State.
Just picking the one that you like.
No. I picked it because he went to Ohio State. I'm just saying, like, Vrabel needs to be, if this draft class sucks, Vrabel needs to be held accountable. Elliot Wolff shouldn't even be here. But, like, I don't trust anybody to draft then. Like, if this is what Mike Vrabel did, then I don't trust him to draft either.
You can't just abandon the draft for the Patriots.
I'm not abandoning it. I'm just saying it doesn't look great.
You can't just build a team through trades and free agency.
Well, you might have to because you can't draft for bleep.
Well, good luck with that.
You know what? At least they might be competitive. Instead, they're going to be 500 for...
Oh, you missed the Joe Milton trade. How could you forget that? It was the most important It's the trade that's, according to our boss, Ken Laird, going to haunt the Patriots for the next 15 years.
They didn't acquire a player in that trade, correct?
Right.
Yeah, that's the kind of trade I was talking about.
I got what you're saying.
Okay.
Just text line had to check in with Milton. And,
yeah, Milton
you know.
Sucks. He's so bad.
We haven't gotten a lot of those phone calls recently.
No, I get texts every day.
every single day, Shyam, Milton's going to be better than Drake May. You just watch. He's an eventual all-pro, like all this stuff. Every day. Every day. They're psychopaths. They're like the guy who puts shoes in an overhead bin. Let's go to Mike in Maine. Wants to talk about the Pats. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, I was just wondering, who would you guys take at number four last year instead of Will Campbell? That's it.
All right, thanks.
We were both proponents of trading back if you're going to take a tackle and take somebody like Kelvin Banks Jr. and then acquire a little bit more draft capital.
Yeah, and they seem to love draft capital, which is why I don't understand why they would have done
that. I like
draft
capital. I'm arguing in favor of draft capital.
I know. And so I'm saying, like, if that's how you feel, and I get that. If that's your plan, great, that's your plan. But then why didn't they do, like, what the Browns did? Trade out a number two, get a crap load of picks because somebody really wanted Travis Hunter, and then let somebody else take Will Campbell, and you can draft Kelvin Banks or Armand Membu or anybody.
I think Will Campbell's going to be okay this year.
He'll be fine.
I think he'll be okay. And the argument of whether you can accept taking a player who's just okay at that premium position at number four overall, I think comes down to the Patriots felt like they were out of other options for left tackle. And you can't have a football team executing their offense without a left tackle, as we saw last year. So it was kind of like, well, this seems like the best guy for this situation. Is that long-term planning? I don't think so. But they were stuck there. Like, yeah. I really feel that they felt that they were stuck there.
Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of other guys that I preferred at that spot. Hell, I would have taken Ashton Jeanty there. I would have taken Tet McMillan.
Yeah, but it doesn't solve your left tackle problem. You would have rather them just go deeper in the draft and have one of those guys play.
Yeah,
right,
if you're
going
to take a left tackle, like, just trade back. Don't pick. Trade back.
Yeah.
Get as much as you can. Somebody was willing to trade a future first-round pick. The Atlanta Falcons traded a future first-round pick to trade back up into the 20s to draft another pass rusher. You could have gotten somebody to come up and given you a pick for Will Campbell.
I don't think it was, like, a great draft for your positions of need overall in the first two rounds. So
I don't know. I think there's a lot of talented players in this draft. Like, it wasn't as strong as the year before. Sure, I totally agree with that. But, like, I think there were our guys that at the end of the season were going to go, oh, all really good players. And you could have probably had a lot of them, and I don't know that Will Campbell will be one of them.
I just mean I don't think that there was a Joe Alt. There wasn't a blue-chip left tackle who jumped off the charts.
I agree.
And you say, oh, obviously, how annoying is it that the Patriots luck into this guy? Instead, it was just a little murkier, and it was like, you like the attributes of this guy versus the attributes of that guy, and it's all based on what you're weighing there.
But if that's the case, and you don't expect to be super competitive when it comes to playoffs this year, then you should have traded up. Like, it's that simple. Like, if that's the case, if there's no blue chip player there, you should have traded out.
Yeah, and I think that's
for whatever you could get.
I think that's something that from the outside it looks like they are constantly trying to weigh is, what are we pushing for and being aggressive this season versus mortgaging anything for the long-term future? And with left tackle, it just, like, you got to have it right now and for the future. And I think that's what they are trying to do with Will Campbell. I don't know if he'll eventually move interior, if he's going to stay out at tackle, or if he's going to have to be a guard. Luckily, it seems like they need a left guard also.
Yes, they do.
So if he kicks inside, it's not like he's going to be kicking anybody out unless Jared Wilson really looks like a bona fide starter midseason. It's like this constant push-pull that they're in where it's like we all know that they're a rebuilding team, but they want to be more aggressive than a team that's just in a rebuild, right? Yeah. Like, they want to appear more aggressive.
Yeah, it's all about appearance. 617-779-7937. Mego and Shyam here filling in for the Greg Hill Show. But right now, let's get you caught up with what is trending.
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Awaken 180. The Sox take the final game against the Pirates 5-2. Lucas Giolito went 6 innings, allowing 1 run, striking out 6. Jaron Duran had an inside the park home run. The Sox welcome in the Guardians to Fenway Park this afternoon. First pitch, 1:35. We've got Brian Bello on the mound opposite Parker Messick. Lenny DiNardo and Cooper Boardman are on the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Joe Weil at 12:35 for the Mass Mutual Red Sox pregame show. College football kicked off this weekend with a few bangers. Saturday, we saw number 3 Ohio State beat number 1 Texas 14-7. Number 9 LSU beat number 4 Clemson 17-10. And Miami beat number 10 Miami beat number 6 Notre Dame 27-24 just yesterday. Tonight, we get the first game for Bill Belichick as the head coach of the UNC Tar Heels as they welcome in TCU. Kickoff for that one is at 8 p.m. and you can hear all of the action of Bill Belichick's first game as the UNC head coach right here on WEEI. And Thursday night, we finally get NFL football coming back. It is the Eagles and the Cowboys on Thursday Night Football to kick off the 2025 NFL season. That Trending Now was brought to you by Awaken 180. Back to work, school, it's happening, real life. Routine shouldn't be a bad word. How about winning rhythm? Losing weight every week with Awaken 180 and looking forward to each day and every weigh-in. Fast results, awaken180weightloss.com. That's what's trending right now on WEEI and WEEI.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Megan and Sean here on Boston Sports Original WEEI, filling in for the Greg Hill Show on this Labor Day Monday. Thanks for hanging out with us. Mego, The Athletic just dropped their annual piece. They do an NFL season preview every year where they interview or poll 31 NFL coaches and executives around the league, conducted by Jeff Howe of The Athletic. And there's a few categories that I kind of want to go over with you because I found this very interesting. This one being the most interesting. Each executive and or coach was asked to name 3 teams that will exceed expectations this season. There were 3 votes each person got. And the number one team that these coaches and executives think will exceed expectations this season are the New England Patriots. They got 7 votes total. tied with the Cardinals and Raiders, but still number one on the list that will exceed expectations. I ask you this because I feel like I have relatively been level-headed about this New England Patriots team the entire time. I feel like I've been pretty consistent. Are people, including the national media now, getting a little too antsy to or excited about this New England Patriots team? They seem to be kind of one of the hipster picks of a team to make the playoffs. It feels like a lot of people are getting very high on the New England Patriots when we're cutting talented players like Jabril Peppers.
It's always tricky when you say exceed expectations because it goes to the question of, well, what are your expectations?
So if we're using, let's just use the Vegas line at 8.5 as expectations. That would mean that they are expected to go over 8.5 wins.
Yes. I think that if 8.5 just equates to 9 wins, I feel like that's a really solid gamble. And I understand why, from a national perspective. Now, you said the survey that The Athletic does is other executives around the league. So this
31 is NFL coaches and executives around the league.
So to me, that is not just about national media hype. Now, this is from the national perspective of The Athletic, the New York Times writing about the Patriots, but that it's executives and staff around the league, I think that just tells you how much respect the league has for Mike Vrabel. Now, some of this might be because of the way that things ended in Tennessee and that it was one of these situations where the immediate aftermath, everyone's looking at Tennessee going, what a dumb operation it is there, what they did to Mike Vrabel. And he goes away for a year and reemerges in a place that seems like such a natural fit because of his play background and his relationship with New England. I think a lot of it is that. I think that it's easy to gloss over some of the big question marks, but when we were talking in during the break, and us at the local level, like, we hone in on those question marks and we build an entire hour of a show out of those question marks because I think that they're legitimate. But during the break, you were talking about another part of this survey that I thought was even more interesting, where, yeah, I can understand how you look at the Patriots and say that's a team that was a 4-win team last year, a 4-win team the year before. They're going to exceed 8.5 wins. That's not such a crazy thing to predict for the Patriots. But this other point is much more fascinating to me.
The coaches and executives around the league may not just be high on Mike Vrabel. They may be high on Josh McDaniels. They were asked who the 3 best offensive play callers in the NFL are. Predictably, the number one, Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, Ben Johnson, in that order, are your top 3.
Makes a lot of sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
Those are all the darlings in terms of offensive play callers.
The next two, Kevin O'Connell, Andy Reid. Makes total sense.
Got a quarterback whisperer. Got the longtime, now very, very, very highly respected Andy Reid, who's with Patrick Mahomes. All makes sense.
Yep. Number 6 on the list, Josh McDaniels.
How many votes?
4. So just
kinda
for reference, Andy Reid only got 7. Josh McDaniels got 4.
Feels a little high.
Feels super high for a guy who was out of football for a year, has failed miserably as a head coach and as an offensive coordinator, like without Tom Brady. He has had 1 successful season, and that was with Mac Jones in 2021 in his rookie year. Outside of that, has not produced great offenses at all outside of the Tom Brady years, ever.
Right. It's not like you can really look at a lot of the teams that he's been the head coach of, or when he was the offensive coordinator of the Rams back in the St. Louis days in 2011, that you'd look at and go, well, one thing about Josh McDaniels is his offense is always putting up points.
Yeah.
Like he always elevates his quarterback. I think he won a ton of favor with what he did with Mac Jones in 2021 compared to who Mac Jones looked like without Josh McDaniels. I think that has aged really well in McDaniels' favor.
Yeah, definitely.
But like we talked about this earlier, and I wrote about it on WEI.com, without Belichick, McDaniels' teams, his offenses, I should say, because it's not all as head coach, in terms of their ranking out of 32 teams, points scored per game, goes 20th, 19th, 32nd, 12th, and 23rd.
And so
that's not just without Brady. That's
outside of New England.
That's outside of New England, outside of Bill Belichick.
Which team ranks 12th? Was that the first year with the Vegas Raiders?
Yes.
Look at that. Sniped it. Yeah, nailed that one.
He sniped it. That was his best team.
That's bad. Well, it's because he had Devontae Adams, and they just funneled the ball to Devontae Adams.
This is true.
It was that classic Will Ferrell movie that, where he was a soccer coach and it's just pass it to the Italians. In this case, it was just pass it to Davante Adams.
And then Davante Adams said, I love Josh McDaniels too much. I need to leave.
Yes. I hate it here. I think famously he said about Jimmy Garoppolo, I think it was in the Netflix documentary, I'm going to get effing killed. Because Jimmy Garoppolo throws hospital balls.
Oh, Jimmy G.
You know, it happens. And then he went back to play with Aaron Rodgers. That didn't go so well. And now he's playing with Matthew Stafford.
The ironic.
I actually think he's going to have a good year, too.
I've never really thought about the irony of Jimmy G throwing hospital balls.
Since he's the one in the hospital all the time.
Like the patient is throwing the hospital balls. It's yeah. It's like he wants a buddy to be with him.
Yeah. It's ugly. Yeah. He's like,
you don't want to be his favorite receiver because you're going to be on the sideline next to him.
Yeah. I'm going
to
get that guy hurt and then I'm going to shatter my leg on the next play. I need to go. We're going to go hang out in the hospital. It's the same room, just side-by-side beds. The only thing separating is a curtain.
I need somebody in the training room with me who I can, you know, have a good rapport with.
I need to talk about the newest Netflix documentary while we're getting our ankles taped.
You watch this Unknown Caller?
That's great.
This high school catfish doc? It's crazy.
So many twists. It was so good. But yeah, I found this very interesting, especially on a day where we were doing our NFL predictions. One of the other things that stood out to me was this is non-Patriots related, but I figured I would bring it to the table. Three teams that will fall short of expectations.
Mm.
Far and away, the number one answer.
Don't hurt me here.
Nope, your team was number two.
Okay, so it's still pretty rude, but
number,
go ahead.
Yeah, but it's okay. The number one team who had seven more votes than
guess.
You.
Let me guess. The Lions.
Bingo.
God.
They got 16 votes.
The narratives are so, they should not infiltrate the executives and the coaches.
Yeah.
I guess it would give it to me. What is
they
the,
do.
When you have the expectation for the Lions, is that their way of saying Lions are not going to make the Super Bowl? Because everybody was waiting last year
I
for them to make the Super Bowl.
If we're doing it for the Patriots, you have to go by their Vegas line. Their Vegas line is 10.5, I believe.
I think the Lions could do that.
I think the Lions I had the Lions win in 12 games.
Okay. I think these are a bunch of Lions haters.
I think so, too.
I think this is a bunch of coaches who are jealous of Dan Campbell.
I also think that people overrate sometimes the massive drop-off you get when you lose a couple coordinators. Like, people freaked out when the Patriots lost Charlie Weiss and Romeo Crennel way, way back in the day. But they had Tom Brady. Everything was fine. In this case, the Lions still have Dan Campbell. If you think Dan Campbell's a good head coach... Like, the Lions should, yeah, there's going to be some drop-off, but it's not going to be, like, this massive drop from 14 wins or 15 wins, whatever it was, down to, like, 7. Like, they're not going to cut that in half.
Well, unless you look at Goff and say he was really just a product of Ben Johnson in his ear.
Sure, but then you could also counter with that team lost, I want to say, like, 22 players to injuries last year, and there were 8 or 9 of them that were starters on defense. So if you just expect a healthier year, it doesn't have to be perfect, but a healthier year, that defense is going to be way better. And yeah, they may not score as many points, but they can still win football games.
Yeah, this category,
they have so much talent.
So
like,
you said fall short of expectations is going to be Lions, Commanders. Who else is in there?
Lions, Commanders, Broncos, Bears, and Dolphins would be your
what
top five.
What are the Dolphins' expectations?
I think when you say fall below expectations, you're like, Mike McDaniel gets fired. It's going to be a dumpster fire type thing.
This is just a kind of like...
Which we've bought into.
This is just a different way of saying we think these teams are not actually as good as they were last year.
Yeah, the Patriots did get a vote for this, by the way. Only one singular vote, though, so they're very much towards the bottom. And I mean, even like...
I like to think that's Mike Vrabel voting that.
Probably. Like, he's like, oh, stretch, do this poll and make sure to vote us down. I don't want our guys getting too high on themselves.
Exactly. Can't have some... big head, you know, inflation going on over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, the other note, we did our MVP predictions earlier. These NFL coaches and executives believe Joe Burrow will be your MVP in 2025. They expect a massive performance from Joe Burrow.
That's a good pick. That's a really good pick.
I also found this one interesting as well. You're starting a franchise from scratch. Who are the top three quarterbacks you would take to start your franchise? I'll ask you that question first, Mago, before I give you what the NFL coaches and executives thought. Three quarterbacks you would start your franchise with.
Joe Burrow.
Yep.
Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
And I'm starting from scratch. This is where I'm trying to talk myself out of Josh Allen.
Okay.
Because I'm thinking of starting from scratch.
If it helps, voters were asked to consider both age and
yes,
contracts.
That's why I'm thinking about Josh Allen. I mean, Jaden Daniels is the obvious one to me.
Okay.
Joe Burrow, I think, is such a culture setter.
Yep. That and I people won't think he's going to win MVP, so it just kind of makes sense.
Are you? I don't know who else I would throw in there if there's anyone else who's like a perfect fit. So I guess I'd just say Josh Allen.
So you hit number one, number three, and number four.
Okay.
In order, Josh Allen received 22 votes, the most on the list. Then it was Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow, each had 19. Jaden Daniels was fourth with 13. Little bit of a drop to Lamar Jackson, then Justin Herbert, and then right after Justin Herbert, my guy Drake May.
Why are you starting a franchise with Justin Herbert?
That's a very good question. I'm unsure.
I'm sorry.
Justin Herbert. I think he's arguably, like, I think he's number five or number six best quarterback in football, but talk about the narratives around Lamar being unable to win in the playoffs. Like, I mean, at least he wins 75% of his regular season games. Justin Herbert struggles to win.
You know, when sometimes you like are half asleep and you've taken your melatonin and you're trying to sleep and dumb ideas are coming into your head.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you say them on the radio, and I was thinking last night.
Fire away.
Like all of a sudden a thought popped into my head of, is Justin Herbert going to be Matthew Stafford?
There's a chance.
It's actually worse.
Well, that's very realistic.
It's actually worse because he actually has who everybody believes is at least a good coach now.
Yeah, but he also never has, at least to this point, has not had a Megatron.
Right.
So,
wait, which would you rather have, the good coach or the incredible generational receiver?
I would take coach. So I would generally take coach, but this coach is also very conservative and likes to run the football. So like, I don't know. Like, Justin Herbert's a guy who's thrown for 5,000 yards, and yet last season did not throw for that many. He only threw three interceptions, which is great, but and they did win a decent amount of games last year.
For how much everybody already jumps to, ooh, is Drake going to be Matthew Stafford, where he's good and the team is never built right around him? What about Herbert?
That's very possible. Herbert maybe, but like at this point, when I'm looking at this list, I'm like, when looking at the contracts, I'd rather have CJ Stroud or Drake May over Justin Herbert to start my team.
Yeah, I kind of overlooked CJ Stroud. That was unfair by me.
Yeah, CJ Stroud got the same amount of votes as Drake May, both with two. But yeah, like, I mean, for me, if you're taking into consideration contracts, I personally would go Josh Allen, Jaden Daniels, Lamar Jackson. Like, to me, I think that makes the most sense. I don't trust Joe Burrow to stay on the field. He has been, talk about injury prone. People say that about Lamar Jackson. I would counter with Joe Burrow.
People say that about Drake
May. I think it's sacrilege to keep Patrick Mahomes out of the top three, but like, he's getting older and he's going to be due for a newer contract soon. And that, I don't want to have to deal with. So,
yes.
But yeah, figured we'd bring that to your attention. Good piece by Jeff Howe and The Athletic. It's interesting how the rest of the NFL sees the New England Patriots. 617-779-7937. One more segment to go. Mego and Sean filling in for the Greg Hill Show.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Becca and Chime here filling in for the Greg Hill Show on this Labor Day Monday. Thanks so much for hanging out with us all morning long. But real quick, Jackson, we need to open up the window world of Boston weather window one more time today. Ooh, all right, let me poke my head out here. We got 68 degrees and cloudy here in the city of Boston. The high today is 73. It'll be nice. This is perfect weather. Got soccer practice later today, Mega, with the varsity boys, and it's going to be a great day. Yesterday got a little warm just because the sun was out directly on us, no shade. But today with the clouds, it's going to be a perfect day for some practice. I'm excited. And it'll be a good day if you're just out enjoying your Labor Day. It's nice weather. You're not going to have to worry about sunburns too much, but you're still going to be able to go outside, cook out on the grill if you want, and enjoy your day.
And looking forward to the big premiere of Chapel Bill.
Oh, yes. 8 o'clock tonight, Chapel Bill. You can listen to that game right here on WEEI. We will have the kickoff and the entirety of the game for you right here on WEEI. There was more from that ESPN story you wanted to get to as well, correct?
Yes. So there is a whole portion of this story on ESPN.com all about Bill Belichick and what he's been doing at Chapel Hill, talking to sources inside the building. There's a whole part of it that's dedicated to, of course, Jordan, basically spelling out whether or not she's a big distraction. They say the idea to move away from the Hard Knocks project was Bill's decision, not Jordan's.
Okay.
Just this little piece here caught my attention. UNC brass, including Chancellor Lee Roberts and Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham, declined to comment on, quote, private lives of any of our employees. And inside the locker room, few UNC players seem bothered by the entire Jordan Hudson situation.
Okay, that's
numerous
good.
Sources who spoke to ESPN suggested much of the Jordan Hudson drama was overblown. One UNC administrator said that Hudson's initial involvement was simply to, quote, fill a void until new PR staff could be hired, and said Hudson hasn't been a part of football-related correspondence since early in the spring.
I would like to stop you right there. Is that not a direct line given to that person by Bill Belichick? Because
like
it wasn't his thing. Like, she has nothing to do with football-related stuff, like on the field. Didn't he say that, or did somebody say that about it, the situation, a while ago?
They all made it sound more like, from what I remember, that she was more like Bill's personal assistant in addition to being his girlfriend.
Yep.
She wasn't running UNC operations. She was running the business of Bill Belichick. Like,
which
that's
she's still
how
doing, filing
it.
Trademarks and all that stuff.
Right. Just this one other note. Multiple sources who spoke to ESPN doubted Belichick had been aware of the outsized attention she generated online. Quote, he's always watching film, not scrolling through her Instagram. And believed that after the CBS interview, he took steps to limit her exposure in relation to the football program.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it seems like that a little bit. She just kind of is on Instagram and stuff like that doing her thing. And it would make sense if Belichick has no idea that that's going on because he is not on Snapface or Instaface, as he would tell you.
No, but I mean, he certainly has hired people to help with that. Maybe that's all Jordan. Maybe it's not a hiring.
Maybe. What do you predict tonight? We got UNC, TCU, UNC at home, currently the 3.5-point underdog at home. How are we feeling about Bill Belichick in his debut as the UNC head coach?
I don't think it's going to be like a total rout. I think it's going to be TCU victorious, though.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's going to be kind of boring, like 20-14.
Yeah. I think it's going to be an absolute slog. I will take
UNC plus 3.5 and the under 55.5. If there's anything I know about Bill Belichick teams, they want to be defensive first and not offensive. So I will take UNC in the under. That's my play for tonight. We hit on Ohio State on Saturday, so hopefully we can run it back with a little Bill Belichick.
Very good. Well, I'm very curious above anything else.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. It's kind of a bummer that the game is so late because, you know, some of us have to get up early for work the next day. But, you know, we'll figure it out. Yeah, sorry. Sorry to be a wet blanket. But, Mego, great job by you today. It was a pleasure. Thank you for joining me.
Anytime.
Happy Labor Day to those listening. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, filling in for the Greg Hill Show. But keep it locked right here. We got John Lyons up next, I believe, followed by Red Sox pregame at 12:35 and Red Sox first pitch, 1:35 right here on the Shaws and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network.
We have Lyons and Ball, just so you know.
Ooh, Lyons and Ball. The Lion's Den and the man who knows ball. Let's get to it next here on WEEI. We'll see you. Thanks so much.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.